You're listening to the Body Pros podcast coverage of IDSA 2007, the 45th annual meeting of the Infectious Diseases Society of America. The conference took place in San Diego, California, from October 4th through October 7th, 2007.
Welcome. This is Bonnie Goldman, editorial director of the Body Pro. I'm in San Diego at IDSA 2007, one of the year's HIV conferences. Right now, I'm in the poster session, where researchers are standing in front of their posters, discussing the research and answering questions. There's nothing like hearing the results of research directly from those who actually conducted the research. It is these men and women who are transforming HIV treatment and care. In this podcast, the researchers will introduce themselves and then summarize their study. After their summary, I'll ask a few questions.
My name is Mary Margaret Andrews. I'm an HIV physician, ID physician at Dartmouth-Hitchcock Medical Center in Lebanon, New Hampshire. And Dr. Alex Callan and myself evaluated an educational booklet about HIV and hepatitis C co-infection. We thought that the available resources for patients were limited and not specific to co-infected patients and some of the specific drug interaction issues and tolerability issues and outcome issues that they deal with. So after some interviews with patients to help us fix the booklet up, we had 26 patients read the booklet and do a pre and post survey and then assess whether they felt it was readable and whether it gave them new information about hepatitis C or changed what they thought would happen with their hepatitis C treatment or what they wanted. And what we basically found was that the booklet was readable, that people got something out of it, mainly new information. There were things in there that surprised people, that it didn't necessarily change whether they would or would not want treatment on a personal preference level, but overall it was something they thought would be beneficial to have and refer back to. And I think this is just a reflection of the fact that in many HIV practices, clinicians might talk about hepatitis C at an initial visit but not return to the topic for, you know, several years with a patient. They might not be going into a lot of depth on a regular basis when they're doing counseling. And they make a lot of assumptions about patients who drink alcohol or have other concurrent drug use or other adherence issues or psychiatric diseases that they wouldn't be eligible for hepatitis C treatment, so therefore they might not need hepatitis C education. And in fact, I think we'd be better off if we educated everybody. And then obviously we have great challenges with, you know, who should be treated and the quality of our current treatments. And that's going to take a couple of years, we think, now based on, you know, probably at least 3 years before new drugs are available. So in the meantime, we can be informing people about what their options are and going from there.
Tell me some of the pre- and post-booklet perceptions.
When we looked at how likely people thought they were to develop health problems from hepatitis C, about 48% of people initially thought that they were somewhat likely, and post-booklet, 68% of people thought that they were likely to develop problems from having hepatitis C over the long run. In terms of how worried people were about hepatitis C, that perception did not change that much pre and post reading the booklet. In terms of how respondents felt about taking medicines for hepatitis C, there was a trend towards saying actually maybe they were unsure, that they might have thought they wanted treatment for it and now they're not sure whether they want treatment for it based on the current available information about sustained viral response rates of 20 to 40%. How knowledgeable they felt they were, 32% of people versus 12% pre-study felt very knowledgeable about hepatitis C after reading the booklet. We did some scenario comparisons between people with normal biopsy and likelihood of starting therapy versus cirrhosis, and those also did not show great changes across the spectrum. The main thing that had a statistically significant finding was the knowledgeability. Then we compared a bunch of other responses related to health problems and taking medicines, and people felt their knowledge score. We did not do a pre-knowledge test, but the post-knowledge score, 75% of people got all the answers correct, and a good portion of people got more than 70% of the answers correct, 44%. They thought the level of writing was okay. 92% of people would recommend the booklet to others. 60% of people thought that they would be very likely to refer back to the booklet at a future point in time. And 44% thought some of the information was surprising, and 76% of people thought they learned something new.
Great. So this kind of education material helps patients.
I think it helps patients. I think this is all maybe the best we can do for right now. There are several published studies about uptake of hepatitis C treatment in HIV clinics, and the uptake currently is really, really poor. And this is, you know, some large urban HIV clinics where only 30% of people have even been evaluated for whether they have hep C, and then only 20% perhaps of those people have received treatment, or numbers that are even lower in some situations. So, you know, I think there are reasons why people are not being evaluated and offered hep C treatment, and until we can be more standardized in our approach to the problem, we put people at a disadvantage.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you.
The opinions expressed by hosts or interviewees in this podcast do not constitute professional advice, should not be considered substitutes for professional services, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of Body Health Resources Corporation or its sponsors. Please see the full disclaimer online at thebodypro.com. If you have comments or questions, please contact us.
This has been a report on IDSA 2007 from The Body Pro. For more podcasts and full coverage of this conference, visit us online at thebodypro.com/IDSA2007.